All right. Welcome back to Geno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. And Jesse Burton has joined me from Pie in the Sky for Foodie Friday.
Jesse, hello, Andy.
Jesse, thanks so much
How
for coming in. I'm great. I'm doing
Excellent.
Great. And Jesse runs Pie in the Sky, delicious treats and hot cocos and all kinds of great stuff going
That's
on
true.
There.
I yeah. am Juno's only full-service custom organic bakery and coffee shop. I've been running for a little over 4.5 years now using organic grass-fed milk and the whole nine, and using a ridiculously high caliber of ingredients and
yes.
doing pretty much anything and everything everybody's asked me to do.
So we asked you to come in and share some holiday treats. You've got a little bit of news, too, about Pie
I
in
do.
The Sky. Maybe we'll – should we – save it.
Well, it's up to you.
I guess let's talk about it. We'll
sure,
talk about it.
Yeah.
You've elected
to
move on to something else,
yes.
maybe. Yeah.
I have decided to shut the business down here at the end of the year. But it's not really an entirely that I'm shutting the business down. It's sort of moreover that I'm changing the format of it. You know, I'm leaving the venue that I'm in currently. I've been operating as a standard commercial business, and I'm now going to operate under the cottage industry laws. Some people know, many people don't. I got in a very bad car accident 3 years ago and had a lot of significant issues subsequent to that. And I just kept working because that's what you do when you own your own business
yeah.
and you're a single person and you just got to go. And I really have not for years now had the resource of time to prioritize my well-being. And I really needed to turn a page insofar as that was concerned. And this was really the only way I could see to do it. It was a very hard and emotional decision to make because I got voted number 2 cake bakery in the state again this year.
Yeah,
woo, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I love what I do. I love my relationship in the community, but maintaining the day-to-day operations and doing it by myself is a lot. And so this will afford me a greater freedom of time. And
now, will it still be a Pie in the Sky? Will it be more like a service? Would people be able to get you for catering or things like that? Or
so
how can
the
it...
way that the rules work is that I will be a cottage industry business, and so I can still deliver to people. So I can still bring things to the Capitol and the courthouse and the SOB, and then people can come to my house directly to pick things up. And I'm right on 4th Street, and now I'll have parking. And my espresso machine is coming home with me, so if you need coffee, I can
there
do that.
You go.
yeah, and so, I mean, kind of my place has had this very, like, chilling at my kitchen counter kind of vibe. I'm very much an AM bartender. Not that I'm serving booze.
right.
And so now you can actually step foot in my little casita, my actual house. So it'll be great.
Well, that sounds good. And I'm glad that you got the opportunity to take some time that you need. And that sounds good. Let's get to some recipes. What do you say?
Sure.
What do you, you've got a whole – now, you're not going to believe it. I should take a picture of it real quick. But Jesse has brought in a box full of what look like fabulous little goodies. You wouldn't expect anything less.
Right.
For, here's some pie in the sky. Can we go through what you've got here?
Sure. I brought you some little blueberry scones, and I brought you some gluten-free super fudge brownies. These guys are mint with French vanilla buttercream and dark chocolate ganache. Then some little mini cupcakes that are vanilla with dark chocolate ganache, French vanilla, and salted caramel. And then
I'm
these,
just laughing because it's looks really good.
And some salmon savory biscuits. These are Mary Alice,
nice.
Audison McKean's favorite. She like lives and dies by them and tells everyone. She's like, oh, you have to try the salmon biscuits, regardless of whatever savory biscuit I've made that day.
Right.
And so I actually did a video and some stuff for Scott, which will go up on the website later. And then some double chocolate chip cookies that are milk and dark chocolate. And then some other ones that were vegan. They're still egg-free, but I didn't feel like they're chunky monkeys. So they're banana, walnut, milk, and dark chocolate. I didn't feel they were quite sweet enough. So then I added that milk chocolate, and I was like, damn it, now they're not vegan.
Now, let me ask, so are some of these ones that you specifically think they have a real holiday vibe to them, or are these just sort of more just, they all look fantastic?
No, I mean, these were just day-to-day. I was
okay.
working on some Yule logs today, and I will have the Bûche de Noëls next week, and I will have gift boxes for everybody, you know, for, you know, showing love to your people. And I have, you know, a bunch of businesses and people I need to show love to.
So let me ask you, now that's a fascinating one. Let me ask you about a
sure.
Yule log.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what a Yule log is, and then maybe the basics about how you go about making one.
Well, a Bûche de Noël is like the fancy French name.
Okay.
And it's typically a genoise, which is a cake that doesn't have any fat. And it's made with a lot of egg whites. So you mix a batter and then you fold the egg whites in. So there is a little bit of fat in the egg yolks. And then you bake the cake and you cool the cake and then you fill it with whatever. Traditionally, it's chocolate with whipped cream. But the ones I was doing today were vanilla filled with salted caramel with a hazelnut buttercream and dark chocolate ganache.
Okay. I approve.
I'll do lemon and berry ones and, you know, all kinds of different flavors. But they're a traditional holiday cake that then is decorated to look like a log. And
sure.
To celebrate, you know,
I guess I've seen them. I just don't know if I've – I don't know if I've really had a Yule log before.
I don't think that anybody other than myself and Andrea previous to me here in town was really into them. I used to work for a master French chef and – he was very serious about all these things. And so, like, the Bûche de Noël must happen.
You know?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. The other one that got me, that interested me, was the gluten-free. Now, how do you make a gluten-free? Is it a cookie?
Guys are brownies.
So how do you make a gluten-free brownie?
You just use gluten-free flour.
Oh, okay. And which is just a different grain?
Well, yeah. So yeah. I like millet. I use millet in a lot of things. I have taught a couple of different gluten-free classes around town over the years. There's a lot of different things. Millet, in my opinion, even though it has like a kind of bitter taste to it on its own, it takes on other tastes very, very well. And it behaves.
It's an absorber sort of, you mean?
Yeah, it absorbs flavors really well, and that slight bitter undertone disappears. Also, it's super versatile. Like, you know, you've got to mix the different flours and starches in various ratios and things. Millet is pretty straightforward for a lot of things, and it's. People, when I'm in Rainbow, because I've worked at Rainbow for 10 years, I see people in the baking aisle and they're like staring at all the gluten-free flours and I was like, can I help you? And they're
right.
And they always go for coconut and almond flours, which are the two most expensive flours. And I'm like, no, because almond flour will absorb moisture out of the air. So if you make a cookie with almond flour and you make it crispy and you let it set, the next day it's going to be a soft cookie.
Oh.
And coconut flour, on the other hand, just sucks moisture. And so it's very dry and very crumbly. So you have to add a lot of additional moisture. Rice flour takes forever to hydrate and you need to use a lot of moisture. So there's a lot of nuance to all of them.
Because all the recipes, I would assume, start off as substitutes for the wheat flour.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people definitely, you know,
sure.
But for the most part, it's – and that was the thing. I mean, I'm completely self-taught with all of my baking and my cooking and everything. And when I was working for Luke, I discovered how allergic I was to wheat. So when I eat wheat, it makes my stomach burn and I feel like I drank a bottle of tequila and then ate the glass.
Wow.
It's not lovely.
Doesn't.
No,
so you could,
it's painful.
You can immediately.
No, it takes about an hour,
okay.
hour and a half.
Yeah.
But I mean, it gives
close
me rashes
enough.
On my
yeah.
skin and
oh,
stuff.
So you really,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. So I discovered that working for him and I was like, this was before I had come up here and I theorized that there was going to be entire bakeries that were gluten-free and no wheat flour came in. 10 years ago, everybody was like, you're crazy. You imagine things.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm right. And I wanted to transition to vegetarian cuisine, which is why I stayed here in Juneau. I had thought I'd end up back down in the Southwest and like I really wanted to be at Canyon Ranch. But Rainbow was looking for somebody to run their kitchen. And I had experience with catering all over the country and working in regional seasonal and all kinds of stuff like that. And when I came in and I was like dressed nicely and I went up to see Dave and I had my resume and everything, he puts his hand on my shoulder and he's like, I've been waiting for someone like you.
There you go.
And I got to teach myself vegetarian in this really comprehensive way using all organic product, which I would have not had the opportunity to do elsewhere. And I taught myself how to bake there and I still work at Rainbow. I took care of the specialty cheese. I love what I've had the opportunity to do here.
That's cool.
And I love this business. I'm going to work on a cookbook. I mean, Pie in the Sky isn't dead and dying. It's just changing shape.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good way of thinking about it. And that's what's going to be happening.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, can I try one of these?
You can try anything your little heart desires.
What do you recommend? I like those little cupcake-y things.
I
want to try the savory one. Let me try the savory first.
It's hard to go from savory to sweet. It's easier to go from sweet to savory.
Right,
but
exactly. So I'll do that first. It's only reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, there's
look at this
you got
beautiful
options.
Package already.
You just want to, like, where I stuckered it because if you got to just kind of use your finger
go
now.
Go under
and,
there.
Like, yep.
Yeah, okay. And then tell me about what I'm eating here. These are savory.
So those are the savory biscuits. Yes. Yeah, so that's actually the recipe that I gave Scott.
Yeah.
So scones are this thing that people find very mystifying and they struggle with and stuff. And I told Scott that I would demystify them for people. You'll see in the video that I made, basically, I use soft flour
so
or soft
good.
Butter, rather. Thank you.
Mm.
And you rub the butter and the baking powder and a little bit of sugar and salt into the flour until it's like a coarse meal. And now you can freeze this. So you can make big batches of this base. And then from that base, well, then now you have to try blueberry whip. Because they're the same base. It's just different things added to it. Oh, I'm lying
in
this
scone. It's you know, it's your basic scone, really nice, dense, you know, that really good.
Yeah. So I did actually do the salmon once today with whole wheat flour because I had somebody ask me for that. And these blueberry ones, those are with white flour.
Okay.
So they are not the same base exactly today, but usually they are.
And the blueberry one's really nice. Really beautiful, all dusted with kind of a crystalline sugar.
Yes,
really
sparkly,
pretty.
Yeah. Like the ice. But yeah, and so then I don't necessarily know exactly what the moisture amounts are that I put into different things. And that's why you'll see in the videos – I mix them by hand. I like to wear gloves because I don't like all the stuff on my hands because, again, I'm allergic to it. It makes my skin break out after a while. Like if I've been doing a lot of bread doughs, you'll see on my arms and my chest and neck and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then you mix it until you get a good incorporation. Now, you don't want to overmix it, which is why using your hand works better than using a tool. And, like, especially when you're doing the blueberries or something, you know the blueberries are going to render off moisture when you bake them, and you want to work quickly if they're using frozen. Because that's how you get that nice, like, the dough stays white and the blueberries are blue instead of everything turning kind of purple. And you'll see in the videos, you get to a point where it all kind of comes together, but there's still a little bit of dryness. And it's very surprising how the dough being kind of dry produces this really nice, moist scone. I, in truth, don't know. I don't understand the science on that one. But
that's really cool, though. It's really delicious.
Excellent.
Delicious. All right. We have time for me to try one more thing. What should it be?
Well, do you like cupcakes? Or
I like all of, I mean,
what
those,
do you, I mean, where's your flavor preference?
Those chocolate cookies I'm interested in.
Oh, those are
in.
The Chunky Monkey. Those are actually designed for one of my good friends.
Or maybe the other one. Maybe the chocolate chip ones.
Oh, those are Abby's favorite, who owns Zerelda's.
Okay.
But the Chunky Monkey ones I made for a friend of mine who's out fishing on the Bering Sea who left a month early. And that's in lieu of his Chunky Monkey cake. So those are going to go out to Accutane on Monday.
Okay. I'm going to try this. Now, tell me what the one I'm having. It looks like just a standard chocolate chip cookie.
They do.
Yeah.
They're milk and dark chocolate. I use a really nice chocolate called Cacao Berlin, which Chez Panisse has picked up using since I've been using it. I've been using it for like 3.5 years.
Oh,
they've
man,
been using
these
it for like
are
a year.
Amazing.
Ab has, in fact, said that the one cookie she wants before she dies are my milk and dark chocolate chip cookies. So.
No, that is good.
Hey.
That's a chocolate chip cookie, ladies and gentlemen.
Chad loves them.
Oh, my goodness.
Andy
that is
loves
good.
Them.
I love these.
Yay.
And the rest of the K2 staff is going to love these goodies, too. Thanks for bringing
Excellent.
In all these great goodies. K2 staff is going to love it as well. Chesty, good luck with everything that's going to be happening here as you kind of develop what's the next step and everything that's going on with Pie in the
you
Sky.
You can still reach me at all the same phone numbers and emails and Instagrams and Facebooks. And realistically, I mean, you'll see me. I'm kind of hard to miss. I have a distinctive silhouette. And I work at Rainbow. So, you know, I've been there for 10 years. I'll still be there.
Sounds great. Yeah. Jesty, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. And thanks for the delicious goodies.
Thank you, Andy.
All right.